We're now resuming the tashkil of the young boys to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We tell them, Jamaat is going for 10 days, going for 20 days, going for 40 days. The young boy has no excuse not to go, he's doing nothing at home. Before, days before, they would stand in the father's shop, do some work at least. They would learn how to become a young man and grow up and appreciate. Now there's nothing to do. Everything is found, they're non-productive. Make his tashkil, go in the path of Allah. And dilly-dallying, why you want to go in the path of Allah? And the few common things he will say. Food, bathroom, toilet, bedroom. That is life. Mothers have enslaved them to food and to comfortable life. So the boys that will be the men of the future are no more men. So when they get married, now we have two ladies staying together. When she will start, then he also starts. He doesn't know how to flex his shoulders and have the sabr and patience. Now to take care of a family, of his wife and children. Because within the home, he got spoiled. He can't do anything. Come to the masjid also, the toilet is not clean, I can't go here. You're a man. Yes, for the ladies is different. So now in this period of time also, not to enslave them to food. Everything is about eating and food. And just relaxing. And then the laziness sets in. Then can't do anything for deen also. Can't do anything for the dunya also. So we have to train our young boys also how to become boys for the future that will be imams, that will lead the people, to make them strong young men. How they can move in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They can go to Darul Uloom. They can rough it out. Our Honorable Shaykh Muhammad Sahib will say that in Darul Uloom you want boys that are rough jacks. They're not worried about how rough their hands are. And they got face cream, and they got hand cream, and they got this lotion and that lotion, and this gel, and this body wash. The Sahaba Ikram didn't have all of this. They were tough. They were ready for deen, for a'mal, to look after the ummah, to look after their families. They had patience, perseverance in them. When they went out to the battle of Badr, it wasn't a battle initially, it was to go and loot the caravan of Abu Sufyan. But the whole thing turned around and it turned into a full rage battle. Sahaba ikram ill-equipped. But they were men of iman, men of simplicity. They were men that were motivated for deen. So how to bring our homes back so that our children can become trained also. Our boys can go in the path of Allah. And they can suffice upon little. And they are happy, there's no complaint. Are they complaining also? They're complaining. Bathroom, toilet, the food. I don't eat this. I don't eat that. I can't sleep on the floor. And young boys, 15, 16, 17 year old boys. So advise the mothers, don't enslave them to food. In the old days, we were here also. Whatever is there on the table, we eat it. Now we ask the children, what do you want to eat? Inna lillahi. That question shouldn't ever be asked to any child, what do you want to eat? The ni'mat of Allah was on the table, you consume that.